Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
He made plans tonight for Halloween that do not involve his girlfriend, shady or not. Before we get into the email, all right, I want to ask everybody what you guys got going on tonight for Halloween. Any big plans, Abby?
Absolutely nothing.
That actually sounds glorious.
I'm so excited to do.
And it's notorious, especially when it's on a weekday, the traffic in this city is insane on Halloween because parents are rushing to get home to go trick-or-treating with their kids. And it's like, it's always gridlock. Mo, what are you doing tonight? Is it happening?
It's happening. It is happening. I am officially going trick-or-treating for the very first time in my life. I'm taking my little cousin, and I'm looking forward to it.
And your little cousin is dressing up as?
I don't know what his costume is.
Really?
I don't have a clue. I don't know what either of them are dressing up as because they're brothers. There's two of them.
Okay, but you know what your costume's going to be.
Yes, I'm going to be the boss from Squid Games. So I'm going to have a mask. I got the mask. I got the little, the outfit. I'm going to be ready.
Nice. All right. What about for you, Cass?
Trick-or-treating with the kids, and I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I have to tell you guys, I've been with my husband for 15 Halloweens. This is our 16th Halloween. And almost every Halloween, but especially in the past few, I have begged him to do this costume because if you've seen a picture of my husband, you know he looks like Zach Galifianakis.
Very close.
To the point, Abby, where there was a pop-up bar one year at like Christmas. Someone at CNN had taken a video and put it on their own personal Instagram story that Zach Galifianakis was at the bar he's at.
True story.
He's gotten asked for pictures on his bachelor party in Colorado. Like, people just think he looks like Zach Galifianakis. So finally this year, I have a 20-month-old son, so it's like the last time we can do it. He is going to go as Alan from The Hangover.
No.
I finally got him to do it. I got him the blue blockers. He's going to carry the baby on his front in one of those like little baby Bjorns.
He's going to carry Max in the front?
Uh-huh. I am so excited. I have been begging for this.
And what's Miss Hazel going to dress up as?
A ghost.
She's a ghost.
A ghost witch. She's going to be a ghost wearing a witch hat.
Oh, okay.
So I appreciate it.
It's a twofer.
Mm-hmm.
We will be trick-or-treating this evening. Now that Jimmy is a little bit older, he's starting to understand the concept, and we've been watching like YouTube videos about trick-or-treating and Halloween, so he gets it. And we're going to be a dinosaur family. So I did my research and like, because I'd asked you guys, do you let your toddler decide what they want to be or do you choose for them? So months ago, I was like, we affectionately call him Jimmysaurus because he loves dinosaurs. He's going to be a dinosaur. And then I got an inflatable dinosaur for my husband to ride. So he's going to be straddling an inflatable dinosaur this evening. And I got the full outfit of Laura Dern from Jurassic Park. So we're doing the Jurassic Park dinosaur theme this evening. I'm very excited. All right, so on to our email, shady or not.
I need some perspective on a situation that's been bothering me. I just found out that my boyfriend has made plans for Halloween night that doesn't include me. He plans to spend the night touring haunted houses with his female coworker. I'm wondering if you all think it's shady or if I'm just overreacting. For the past 2 years, we have spent Halloween together. However, this year he told me that his coworker, a female, approached him and asked if he would go with her to several haunted houses in our area because she's too scared to go alone.
Really quick, when we use the word female, it feels like that's more pointed than saying a woman. Does it not? When she's saying a female, does that not come across a little bit like...
I didn't think anything of it.
I think if it's a female coworker, to me, that's just saying it's a woman coworker. It's an adjective. But if you leave off the coworker and he's going with a female, yeah, then that's pointed to me.
Okay.
Where did I lose? I lost my place. However, this year he told me that his coworker, a female, approached him and asked if he would go. That's why I did double down on that line.
That's how I was feeling when I read it.
Yeah. Asked if he would go with her to several haunted houses in our area because she's too scared to go alone. He agreed. I was pretty upset. He thinks it's no big deal because, and she's a list here, number one, he enjoys haunted houses, whereas I don't. Number two, she genuinely seems terrified to go alone. Number three, He claims he wants to be a good friend and help her out since she asked him. On the surface, these reasons seem reasonable and not inherently shady. However, the idea of my boyfriend leaving me alone on Halloween night to take another girl to multiple haunted houses still raises some red flags for me.
As it should.
I trust my boyfriend and I know he's a good person, but I can't help but wonder if there might be something more to the situation. Am I being too paranoid or is it reasonable for me to feel a bit uncomfortable about this arrangement? Would love your thoughts on this.
All right, huge red flag. Halloween's a holiday. You spend holidays with loved ones, and that includes Halloween. Like, you spend it with your girlfriend. You don't spend it with a female coworker to take her to go see haunted houses. Does she not have a friend that she can ask to go with her, or like a group of gals or something like that? Absolutely not. I would be livid if I got left at home alone when you've spent the last two Halloweens together and you're ditching me to go hang out with her. Absolutely not.
It's hard to not think this is shady, especially for me. Even if he did think it was just him trying to genuinely enjoy haunted houses because she doesn't and it's a friend and he's just trying to be there, like making the plans without talking to her about it first, that would have been the problem for me. I think he should have just asked if she would be okay with it, in which I'm sure her answer would have been no. And then that would have been the end of that, but it does give a bit of shade.
Oh, yeah. This is shady as hell. Like, she might be a female, but I think she identifies as a homewrecker. Because there is no world where I'm asking some, I mean, I know they're coworkers, but I'm not asking some man to go with me in a very vulnerable position where she doesn't even really seem like she wants to go. Number two says she genuinely seems terrified to go alone.
That's weird.
Why would you put yourself in that situation unless you were trying to make moves in a very isolated, dark situation with another man that you might be into?
Y'all know I'm very much in the team. Men and women can be just friends. And I think that extends to coworkers. But there are situations that I feel that it is almost inappropriate if you're a male coworker and you're seeing someone to go with a female coworker and you haven't been hanging out regularly. Haunted house. You wouldn't go to a wedding with them. A carnival, like where you like win a little teddy bear and stuff. Like, those are all situations, going to the movies, that are red flags for a male and a female coworker who are seeing other people to go do together solo when they don't have a history of hanging out.
Because think about it. When she gets scared, who's she going to cling to? Yeah.
Exactly. You don't. A haunted house, she's not scared. It is the perfect setup situation. I used to do this in high school all the time. You go with the guy friend that you want to grab onto. Oh, I'm scared. You're not scared. You know it's a fake cobweb, but you know what? You get to snuggle with Chris over here. Hey.
Yeah, when Tommy and I went to the haunted house last week for that horrifying trick-or-treat trivia or whatever, the only other people besides us there were couples. It's like going to a five-star dinner or going to a carnival. It's the only situation where you go with someone that you're typically romantically involved with.
Mm-hmm. The Bird Show.